The name Benedict means well spoken of. Bene in Latin means well, seen in the word benefit. The dict element of Benedict means speak, evident in the word dictate. The name Barbara shares a root with the word barbarian, and the name Bridget is responsible for the term old biddy. This episode uncovers etymology behind names beginning with B. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion Word History. The name Belinda originates from the blending of two distinct elements. Bel, derived from the Latin word for beautiful, and Lind, a Germanic term meaning soft. The English word lithe, used to describe a person's body as thin or supple, traces its roots back to the same Germanic term meaning soft. Latinized, that Germanic Lind takes the form Inda, I-N-D-A, leading to names such as Linda, Melinda, and Belinda. Elizabeth means God is my oath and is of Hebrew origin. It's a widely used name with many variations and short forms found in various cultures and languages. Some starting with B include Beth, Bess, and Betty. Beth, however, can also come from the name Bethany. Bethany, also from Hebrew, means house of poverty. Bet means house of, seen today in the Hebrew word bayit, meaning home, and Anya means poverty. Bettina is another name which has two origins. It can come from Elizabeth, but in Italian, it may also be derived from the name Benedetta, the female form of Benedict. Benedict means well spoken of. In Latin, bene means well, seen in words like benefit and benevolent. And dict comes from the Latin dico, meaning speak, found in words like dictate and contradict. The Greek word for barbarian is barbaros, the root from which the English word derives. Interestingly, it's also the origin of the name Barbara. In ancient Greek, barbaros or barbaros meant strange or foreign. Legend has it that to the Greeks, the speech of foreign peoples sounded like barbar, hence the term's imitative origin. Over time, the Romans adopted the term to describe any civilization or tribe untouched by Greek or Roman influence. The historical figure of Saint Barbara, who reportedly lived in the 3rd century, became the subject of numerous legends in the following centuries and helped to popularize the name Barbara. Although today the word barbarian has evolved to mean uncultured and backward, its ancient Greek root meaning as foreign wasn't necessarily pejorative, providing some comfort to those bearing the name Barbara. Another English word that comes from the same ancient Greek root is rhubarb, which etymologically translates to foreign rhubarb, with the ancient Greek rhion meaning rhubarb, giving us the first element, and the barb element coming from that word meaning foreign. while you might assume Brenda is the female variant of Brendan, the two names actually have different etymologies. Brenda originates from the Old Norse branda, meaning fire or torch. This term is reflected in the Danish and Dutch words for fire. The English word brand also shares the same Germanic root. One meaning of brand which evolved in English over time is the reference to a sign, logo, or name of a company, stemming from the idea of being marked by fire. Additionally, in Old Norse, Brenda could also mean sword, which is why Brenda can be interpreted as flaming sword. This association with fire and weaponry is why the term brandished might be used to describe someone waving something. On the other hand, Brendan comes from the Old Irish Brenan and the Old Welsh Brenhan, meaning prince or king. The given name Beverly originated from the surname Beverly, which itself is a habitational name for individuals with an ancestor who lived near a beaver clearing. One notable place with this name origin is the market town of Beverly in Yorkshire, England. The name Beverly is formed from the Old English words before, meaning beaver, and lee, which denotes a clearing or woodland. Another famous place named Beverly is Beverly Hills, California. The town was named by real estate businessman Burton E. Green, who chose the name in homage to Beverly Farms in Massachusetts. Beverly Farms, in turn, was named by English settlers who brought numerous place names from England to America. Bridget is a name of Celtic origin, stemming from the Old Irish bread, meaning high or exalted. A shortened form of Bridget is Biddy, which first appeared in the 17th century. By the 19th century, Biddy had evolved to describe Irish female servants in the US. Through this association, Biddy underwent further evolution, eventually becoming commonly associated as a term for an older woman. The Hebrew name Benjamin translates to son of the right hand. The Ben element in Benjamin means son of, and it's related in origin to the Arabic bin, which also means son of. This construction is comparable to the Gaelic mac and o, which also signify son of in their use as patronymic markers. The second element of Benjamin, the yamin, comes from the Hebrew word for right hand. The name Bradley originates from the Old English brad, which evolved into the word broad, and lee, meaning a woodland or clearing. Therefore, Bradley carries the meaning of a broad clearing. The name Bentley follows a similar construction, with the lee element again signifying a woodland or clearing, and bent coming from the Old English bienet, meaning bent to describe the grass found in the field. Bentley is more commonly known as a surname than given name, and is notably associated with the automotive company founded by Walter Owen Bentley in 1919. The name Finbar, originating from Irish, combines fin or fion, which translates to white or fair, with bar, which means head. From this, the name Barry is derived, serving as a shortened anglicized form. Ultimately, Barry's meaning from this origin traces back to mean fair-haired or fair-topped. However, the etymology of the name Barry isn't limited to this origin alone. Another possible origin is the Old Irish Berach, meaning pointed. Additionally, the surname Barry could have influenced its adoption as a given name. The surname Barrington, derived from the Norman name Balhungta, brought to England after the Norman conquest, is one such example. Balhungta was a locational surname derived from the place in Normandy. Alternatively, Barrington may have originated from an English place name associated with a settler of the area named Barra. Adding to the complexity, Barry may also have Welsh roots. It could stem from the Welsh surname Ap Harry, where Ap, A-P, signifies son of. Thus, son of Harry would bear the Welsh surname Ap Harry, which in speech sounds similar to Parry and Barry. Blake is a unisex given name with roots in Old English. It can, confusingly, come from either the word black, meaning black or dark, or blach, which meant pale or white. Boris is believed to have originated from Bulgar, an extinct Turkic language. In Bulgar, Boris could derive from words meaning either wolf or short. Basil comes from the ancient Greek basileos, meaning kingly or royal. This root is also responsible for the Greek male given name Vasilios. The herb basil shares the same root, as it apparently was believed to have been used to make royal perfumes. Both Bianca and Blanche mean white, with the former being the Italian form and the latter English. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a rating or review. I hope this episode has inspired you to look up the history of words. Remember, language, history, etymology, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that perspectives may vary on the origins of words. Catch up on previous episodes and follow the podcast for more.